Wormwood!
Uncle!
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here.
Where is your patient?
Inside.
Inside where?
That church.
Exactly. Your patient has become a Christian.
Oh, he has.
Yes, do not indulge the hope that you will escape the usual penalties. Indeed, in your better moments, I trust you would hardly even wish to do so.
Yes, Uncle. Oh, dear.
In the meantime, we must make the best of the situation. Hundreds of these adult converts have been reclaimed after a brief sojourn in the enemy's camp and are now back with us.
Truly?
You are an imbecile.
Sorry.
All the habits of the patient, both mental and bodily, are still in our favor. One of our great allies at present is the church itself.
Oh?
Do not misunderstand me. I do not mean the church as we see her, spread out through all time and space, rooted in eternity, terrible as an army with banners. That, I confess, is a spectacle which makes our boldest tempters uneasy, but fortunately it is quite invisible to these humans. All your patient sees is the half-finished, sham Gothic building, and when he goes inside, he sees the local grocer with a rather oily expression on his face, bustling up to offer him one shiny little prayer book containing a liturgy which neither of them understands, and one shabby little hymn book containing a number of religious lyrics, mostly bad and in very small print. And when he gets to his pew and looks around him, he sees just that selection of his neighbors who, until now, he has avoided. You want to lean pretty heavily on those neighbors.
Right.
Make his mind flit to and fro between an expression like the body of Christ and the actual faces in the next pew. It matters very little, of course, what kind of people that next pew really contains. You may know one of them to be a great warrior on the enemy's side. No matter. Your patient, thanks to our Father below, is a fool. Provided that any of those neighbors sings out of tune or have boots that squeak or double tins or odd clothes, the patient will quite easily believe that their religion must therefore be somehow ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Yes. At his present stage, you see, he has an idea of Christians in his mind, which he supposes to be spiritual, but which in fact is largely pictorial and completely fabricated based upon a false image. Never let him ask what he expected them to look like, or if that expectation was unrealistic. Keep everything hazy in his mind now, and you will have all eternity wherein to amuse yourself by producing in him the peculiar kind of clarity which hell affords.
Right, so I shouldn't stop him from going to church?
No. You must work hard on the disappointment or anticlimax, which is certainly coming to the patient during his first few weeks as a churchgoer. The enemy allows this disappointment to occur on the threshold of every human endeavor. It occurs when lovers have got married and begin the real task of learning to live together. In every department of life, it marks the transition from dreaming aspiration to laborious doing. The enemy takes this risk because he has a curious fantasy of making all these disgusting little human vermin into what he calls his free lovers and servants. Sons is the word that he uses with his inveterate love of degrading the whole spiritual world by unnatural liaisons with the two-legged animals.
Bonkers, isn't it?
Desiring their freedom, he therefore refuses to carry them by their mere affections and habits to any of the goals which he sets before them. He leaves them to do it on their own. And there lies our opportunity.
Well, we're perfect.
Not perfect, fool. Danger lies there as well. If they get through the initial dryness successfully, they may become much less dependent on emotion and therefore harder to tempt. Of course, we must contact Grunt Throttle, Bile Squat, and Foul Belch.
Why?
Well, I have been operating on the assumption that the people in the next pew afford no rational ground for disappointment. Of course, if they do, If the patient knows that the woman with the absurd hat cheats at bridge, or the man with the squeaky boots is a miser and an extortioner, then your task is so much the easier.
Excellent. How is it easier?
Well, then all you have to do is to keep out of your patient's mind the question, if I, being what I am, can consider that I am in some sense a Christian, why should the different vices of those people in the next pew prove that their religion is hypocrisy?
Hypocrisy. Isn't that an obvious thought for him to have? How would I stop it from occurring to him?
Handle him properly and it simply won't come into his head.
Right.
He has not been anything like long enough with the enemy to have any real humility yet. What he says, even on his knees, about his own sinfulness is all parrot talk. At bottom, he still believes he has run up a very favorable credit balance in the enemy's ledger by allowing himself to be converted, and he thinks that he is showing great humility and condescension in going to church with these smug, commonplace neighbors at all. Keep him in that state of mind as long as you can.
I will do my best, Uncle.
You'd better had, Wormwood.